Speaking right now. In other words, what I'm saying is he's dealing with me right now. It's like he's massaging my thoughts. So if you see me kind of going off places because I feel like I'm in the wilderness, but I'm hearing from him. Oh God, man, I feel the Holy Spirit right now. Let me turn to Judges. Let's turn to Judges. I'm going to pray. Father, we thank you so much for this body of believers. Thank you. You are just so most holy. We don't have a speech all planned out, God. We just want to love upon you. Holy Spirit, we need you desperately. I have some people here who's waiting to hear from you. I have some people here who's standing and waiting around for a miracle. I have some people right now, they feel like their back is against the wall. And God, and they're saying, Lord, if they don't hear from you, God, they don't know what they're going to do. And what I'm doing for them right now, God, I'm crying out on their behalf. Because I hear the cry. My God. I hear they cry. They crying, Lord. They don't even have the words to express to you. Facts, Father, they feel guilty. They don't know what to say to you. But on their behalf, God, I go before you. And I'm asking you, God, to work that thing out for them. Work it out. Go. Work it out for them. Work it out. Work it out. However you going to do it, God, just go ahead and be God. Lord, when you do it with intention that they'll know, not a family member, not a foe, but it was you that did it. If the Lord, I hear you, God. If the Lord says, if I didn't spare my own son, whom I freely gave, why would I withhold anything from you? My only begotten son. You get this, man. I'm getting this flow here. I gotta go somewhere. I don't know where I'm going right now. Let me say it this way. The father gave up his only begotten son. You know how you feel about your children. You gave up your son for this foolish world. In fact, the world right now is still sinning, but he gave him up. He said, if I freely gave him up, why do you think I would withhold anything from you? In other words, our prayers ain't deep enough for God to deliver. There's no such good thing that you've done so well that God is going to answer. No, what he's doing, he's answering through his son right now. Right, y'all got to hear me what I'm saying. He is answering through his son, the one he freely gave. He didn't even spare him. He let that son go through that kind of abuse. He got arrested on Thursday. God Almighty. Beaten on Friday. That was not a hotel or resort experience. To me, that was that movie with Tom Hanks, The Last Mile. I think it was Michael Duncan. He knew he was going to die. But what he said was, I served my purpose. Oh, man. Shatamoko. Man, I'm telling you, if you are on this earth, don't be a liability. Make a difference. You are here not to work a 40-hour job and think you just gonna pay bills and think you in existence. God says, I got more for you than just that. We are so focused on a system. We don't believe God is the God of increase. You holy. Yeah, I get it. You so deep. You got all the intelligence in the world, but you don't believe God is the God of the moving. He's a shaker and a mover. I don't know if you heard the news when I said that we're trying to acquire the land, God Almighty. But I'm here to tell you, we acquired the land. We paid $50,000 in cash. Don't talk to me. Yeah, it's done. It's done. I said it's done. I said it's done. I said it's done, man. I said it's done. What did Jesus say? It is finished. The work didn't begin until he said it was finished. That's why I had to go by myself over that land. So if you don't know a little bit of our history, we started in our little home. In fact, we were just online. And then we went to a location in Sandy Springs. But that wasn't even it. We were supposed to be in another location prior to that, and it didn't work out. But 3 days, I had 3 days because I already put my mouth on December 1st and I told the congregation, we're going to be in our location. Do you know when sometimes when you feel like you're embarrassed, you don't know how you're going to come out, but you already put your words out there now. Well, what's your fact? I'm going to tell you something. Let me give you a little secret. If you walk with God and you put your words out, it ain't your words. It's his word on it. Let me tell you something about God. He don't mind gambling on himself. Because he already knows it's a sure deal. Las Vegas ain't got nothing on Jehovah Jireh. And so when I went to that first location, I went there all by myself, not knowing what I'm going to expect, but it worked out. So I was able to announce to the congregation, we ready, December 1st, let's go. But I told the people then, I said, don't get caught up, we ain't gonna be here long. But I didn't even know how long that was going to be. But in fact, it ran into some complications because she couldn't just abide by our times. I'm like, look, you can't rush altar call. That's one of the most important pieces in the services. But she didn't want to work. She didn't want to work with that. But I saw this location at the same time I saw the Sandy Springs location. But I was thinking, I said, I can't have my people go out this far. It's going to be an inconvenience. But God says, no, it ain't going to inconvenience. Just wait. Just wait. It ain't time yet. What I want the people to understand is that I want them to start here so I can go here, and then I want to go here. Because every step that I'm taking, I'm elevating their mindset. Because before I take you there, I got to elevate your mindset. Mind, body, and soul. Didn't we just come from that conference? Then this next location. It was July 4th, in fact. Sister Dia, raise your hand. She's the one that sold us the land. Oh, okay. It wasn't just about the property. God said, I got a soul going along with it. Don't tell me God ain't bad. Don't tell me. Do not tell me. I told her, I said, keep it a secret. I know you're going to be on our Bible study. I need you to hold this. Hold it. Hold it tightly. Last week, the week before, she was on our Bible study and she began to participate. And she told y'all, she said she met me and it changed her life. See, y'all don't know what we discovered and developed a relationship along the way. Now, I'm going to just get free here. July 4th, I reached out to her. She reached back. But then she went radio silent on July 5th. I told my wife, I said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and fast on this one. Y'all can take your seats. Y'all could if y'all want to. I said, Lord, I'm believing. I told my wife, I'm going upstairs to the second level. Yo, I do have one. I don't care what y'all say. And I went up there before the Lord and I said, you know what, God, I'm going to fast. That was probably one of the most challenging fasts I might have had, and it wasn't even long. I told my wife, I said, you know what? I'm going over that land. I'm putting some footprints on it. I hadn't talked to her yet. And I walked around that land. Because you know what the Lord promised me in 2015? He said, if I meditate on his word day and night, he'll make my way prosperous. And wherever my soles or my foot tread, he'll give it to me. Y'all not hear me? See, the Lord been ministering to me for years. But the manifestation took this time. Just because he gave you a dream doesn't mean he forgot about it just because it didn't happen 24 hours later. All God does is that he put things on record. Then he'll put it on blast. What he do is that he'll tell you things in privately so he can reward you openly. So I get over that land and I took that oil with me that I've been laying some of y'all on. Y'all know it. And I begin to walk that land. I said, okay, God. She responded a day later and open conversation just came open. I may get a chance to tell you what kind of sign she thought that who she should sell it to, because believe me, I wasn't the only one going after it. And the Lord told me many, 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 many months ago, Brother Steve, he says, if you can enlarge your thinking, I can enlarge your territory. And yet he did it. And we didn't even have to go to a bank to get the money. Oh, my. Yeah. Let me testify for a moment. The law firm was like, okay, who's the bank that you're going to be dealing with to get this loan? I said, no, we're paying the cash. That's why I had to let you see before you go back home. Because I wanted you to see what I was getting ready to share with you. It's ours. And we got the paperwork to prove it. The deed is at home. So while I was quiet about a lot of things, I said, you know what? I can't keep talking because people are going to think I'm blowing hospital. Let me just be quiet. Say nothing. Just be quiet. You can't tell everybody what you're about to do because everybody ain't for you. What does the scripture says in Romans 8:31? He said, if God be for you, who? Tell me who. Who could be against you? I got another one, though. If you got favor with God, then you got favor with man. I ain't bragging, but I got favor. You know why? Let me tell you why. It ain't because I'm cute. No, I obeyed the voice when it wasn't popular. I obeyed his voice when all odds was against me. Man, it wasn't about 10 years ago. I didn't even know if I had a place to lay my head, if I could be truthful here. 10 years, it wasn't even 10 years. And here God doing something like this. I want to turn with the Judges chapter 7, but roughly what it said was, Gideon, you don't need these many people. Gideon thought he needed 32 to start with. God says, you know what? Let me carve out the images because all this army ain't really for you. Because if I ever give you the victory, Gideon, they're going to say it was them and not me. So all of these big, huge churches, they think they're accomplishing so much because they got so many people. But I'm going to be honest with you. It's really only the 10% that's holding up that ministry. It ain't the masses. It's the minority. Oh, man, I'm telling you, I'm walking with God. I'm all, man, it's no limits. I told you in January 1, God told me to tell a church he wants a return on his investment. ROI, you know that business term. Y'all know the first property we tried to walk on, I had like 7 or 8 of y'all. I just believe in my heart, God says, that's still too many. I'm just following protocol. The scripture said if you two or three touching the green, you are being a mess. But I don't think that protocol worked for this land. Oh, man. Certain scriptures is just not going to work. Let me tell you, it ain't that God got no power in it. It's just that he's not using that medicine or that formula for that situation. You can pick all the scriptures if you want, but if it ain't fitting, it's not going to work. The Holy Spirit got to breathe on it in order for it to come into fruition to get manifestation. Go ahead, son. Go ahead and walk that land. I'm going to show you what I can do in 2022. Oh, wait a minute. We started inquiring the land July 4th. We closed July 31st. Just the same way when we left New Jersey, 22 days coming here, when he said, give up your jobs. First lady, you had 6 figures. Give up your job. She had to be the most concerned because it was more investment in her than it was in me. Let's be real. Come on now. So that's why you have to know, sweetheart, that you have the gift of faith that's beyond normal. And I have to be transparent because I'm a husband and I'm a pastor. But she even told me when she got the job at Georgia Tech, she said, no, the Lord said he's going to raise me up here. And so when SCAD University offered her another income, she was getting ready to do it. And I'm talking her out. And Georgia Tech said, no, we'll keep you. But I said, babe, don't trust that because it's not documented. If it ain't there, then you cannot rely on it. She stood her ground. And she remembered what the Lord said to her. So she had to hold that to her heart. If the Lord said he was going to raise her up, she had to stay put, even if the promise wasn't in her hand. Here I am trying to talk her out of it, but the Lord didn't give it to me. He gave it to her. See, we got to be careful with third-party resources. In fact, I played the third-party role. See, pastors need to be real. Sometimes you ain't got it all like that. I didn't have it like that. Now, spiritually, that day, she had to discern enough to say God remembered he was going to raise her up, and she stayed there, and they increased her more than what SCAD gave her. I know some people are going to be like, Dad, Pastor, you couldn't tell us? You didn't trust us enough? No, I had to walk with God on this one. It ain't time to be offended. And there's going to be so many more projects that are going to come. There ain't no time to be offended. All I'm telling you, if you know I'm in a zone, get out of my way. Just get out of my way. One thing about me, when I lock in on something, I'm not a dog, but I'm a pit bull in certain aspects. When I lock in on something, it's over. Because I get zero in. Just get out of my... One thing I don't like is a naysayer. If you tell me no and God says yes, who am I going to... Who report you gonna believe? I got all scripture. I ain't got the Bible, but the word is still in me. How you like those apples? You know why? Because I walk with this God that I serve, man. The word is all in me. All I'm doing, I'm dropping seeds. It's up for you to pick it up and plant your own garden so you can have an experience. God, I'm sorry. I hope y'all hearing this on Zoom. That's how God ready to move. It was January 1 when he says return on investment. Here July 31st, we closing on property. We only 3 years in ministry. How? Just tell me how. Gideon, you don't need this many people. You want to start off with 32,000, but Gideon, I got 300 in mind. Let me carve it out. Let me carve it out. Because everybody ain't ready. In fact, Gideon, what I wanted to instruct you is, he says, once you ask the people who's afraid, it was 22,000 of them. They was really afraid. They had to go back. He says, Gideon, you still got too many. Come on, God, why are you doing this to me? Do you know who I am? Gideon, he felt insignificant. He didn't even feel like he was adequate enough to really get the victory over the Amalekites. God says, that's why I want to use you. Because you are. You're not thinking that you are all of that with the bag of chips. That's why I want to use you. For some of you who think that you all of that, you're not. You're not. If you're thinking that, then you don't believe who God is. At that point, if you think like that, you ought to strip yourself down for everything you thought you knew to what you don't know. Oh, man. I see y'all. Y'all in shock. How this ministry, I'm looking around. How in the world y'all was able to pay for it? Because I believe in God. Oh, I got a message for you. Numbers don't lie. Gideon, you don't need those many people. God, man, I tell you. So you think you need all these millions of dollars to acquire? God says, I can do it with a few faithful. A few faithful. I think now people are going to get on board now. They're going to say, oh, God got something on this man. I better follow. Like, it ain't me, though. Not, it ain't me. Hear me when I don't even deserve it. If I be true, I don't deserve it. We can't do enough for God to supply even the minimum of needs. I don't care how bad you sing, how wonderful you pray, and how you do this, and how much tithes, and how much offering you give, you can't do enough. You can't pay your way in heaven. I wonder what God's gonna do next. Can I just say we got it in cash? Or y'all don't hear it. Maybe I should have brought the paperwork in to prove it. Sister D's, dear. I told her, I said, this is what I want to do with the land. I said, her father owned the land. He was a previous police officer, councilman, correct, lawyer. He owned the land. He left it in her hands. So you got to understand now, it's not easy giving up something that came down through inheritance. But God saw fit what he had in mind. Because he want us to make an impact in that city. Do you see? See, let me tell you, the area is not conducive. But we can change it one city out of a time. We just need some faithful folk to believe. And so, yeah, I asked for the 50,000. No, I don't need your 50. But what we need to start building. Your money got to come from somewhere. And at this point, I think God says, no, you did enough. Now it's time for your people to run now. It's time for your people to run now. Because my first lady and I, we had to be the guarantor on some stuff because the church wasn't strong enough. So you got to imagine. We put some stuff together. God says, no, we're going to get this. It's done. I said it's done. It's finished. But now it's time to build. We're in College Park, by the way. Yeah, that means we're not far now. So some of y'all people who are in Locust Grove, you ain't got no excuses now. I'm talking to that family right over there. I'm hardcore, I tell you, I'm real. But when you start walking with God, he'll give you the confidence to speak boldly and look you in the eye. Let me read this, though. I got to read a little bit here. So somebody, people will say, he ain't even touched his Bible. I did, y'all just wasn't listening. Let's go to verse 2, chapter 7, Judges, chapter 7, verse 2. When you get it, just say amen. Hallelujah, God Almighty. People are still stung right now. They're like, wait a minute. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't even tell you. It's a fourth of an acre. Did I tell you that? That's roughly what, 16,000, over 16,000 square foot. Oh, yeah, do the math. Verse 2, and the Lord said to Gideon, the people are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel claim glory for itself against me. You see that? Saying my own hand hath saved me. You see the mindset that he knew his own children would try to take the position that they would feel like they could take the land without God's hand on him. Verse 3. Now, therefore, proclaim in the hearing of the people, saying, whoever is fearful and afraid, let him turn and depart at once from Mount Gilead. I see people still flipping to their channels. I'll give you some chance. I hear it. I hear you. I wait. Judges chapter 7, verse 2. First lady, don't let anybody, including me, get in your way when you hear something from the Holy Spirit. No one, including me. If the Lord gave you something, then by all means, shut my mouth. Because you got a spirit. See, when people say they see grace, they don't know where you used to be. You used to be a firecracker. And I'm going to be honest with you, she's still on play, but God has graced her to handle things a little better. She don't play no games. Believe me, she's sweet, but just don't go, don't cross too much. I know. Believe me, I know. Verse 3. Now, therefore, proclaim in the hearing of the people, saying, whoever is fearful and afraid, let him turn and depart at once from Mount Gilead. And 22,000 of the people returned, and 10,000 remained. But the Lord said to Gideon, the people are still too many. Bring them down to the water, and I will test them for you there. Then it will be that of whom I say to you, this one shall go with you, and the same shall go with you. And of whomever I say to you, this one shall go with you, rather, the same shall go not with you. Verse 5. So he brought the people down to the water, and the Lord said to Gideon, everyone who laps from the water with his tongue, as a dog laps, you shall set apart from himself. In other words, let me give you another visual here. You can't be in a battle if your eyes are shut tight. In other words, if you're taking a pool of water and you're lifting it up and you can't see the opposing team, you ain't fit for this. What God was trying to reveal to Gideon, the people who drinks with their eyes open, with their mouth cupped to their hands, they're able. What did the Bible say? Pray and observe. Pray well as watching, or watch well as praying. I'm going to carve out soldiers. Let me give you a little something here. This is a general. This is an army. This is how you being tested. Why you think the captain can tell who's going to be fit for battle? Just like a coach on a basketball team, I remember trying out. I had many people in AAU circuit, Gauchos in New York City. Y'all probably don't know. I actually made the team, but you know what? I walked away from it because I saw just as much talent that I had, but not better. But what I didn't realize, if I would have outworked them, see, you can have the same skill set as other people. Outwork somebody, you can make it. What happens with people who got a skill set, they get so dependent on their gifts and skills that they don't feel like they got to work too hard. And so that's what happened with me. I started looking at all the point guards and shooting guards and small forwards. I'm like, well, they got what I got, I'm not better. But if I had any idea, I always had a work ethic. If you would just apply the work ethic, you can outdo them. And so God was telling Gideon, don't focus on the numbers because numbers can lie. How many of you got bills paid and you don't even know how where the contributions came from? Your money is not adding up to the debt ratio. But somehow God supplied all of your needs. It's like he plucked out Philippians 4:19. He says, I will supply all your needs according to my riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I'm trying to tell you something. You don't need that many people in your projects. Keep it to a minimum. I'm giving you instructions. Keep it to a minimum. Don't disclose too much information. Even if you grew up with them. You can't trust everybody in your circle, sis. Yeah, they love you, but you got to be careful what you say. Fact, the truth of the matter is, they're not going to believe what you say. What they don't really know is that it's not that they don't believe what you say. They really don't believe in the God you serve. They don't believe in the God you serve. So what God says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to set up a few cheerleaders, but I'm going to set up a little bit of player haters on purpose. But the player haters is going to make more noise than your cheerleaders. But when those times come, dig deep in me and make sure you hear my voice during the time of all this complications. Let me get in here. And so verse 6, he says, and the Lord said to Gideon, the people are still too many. Bring them down to the water, and I will test them there. Then it would be that if whom I say to you, that one shall go with you, and the same shall go with you, and of whomever I say to you, this one shall not go with you, and the same shall not go. So he brought down the people down to the water, and the Lord said to Gideon, everyone who laps to the water, and the Lord said to Gideon, with a tongue, as a dog laps, I shall set them apart. Here, verse 6. And the number of those lapped, putting their hands to their mouth, it was only 300. But all the rest of the people got down on their knees and to drink water. So what God is doing, he's separating the wheat from the tares in your life. So you will be able to differentiate who's for you and who's not. Who can be battle tested and who's not. Look, I love all my children, but I know who can stand. Oh, no, hear me. So people say, Pastor, you picking favorites. No, God already picked you. All he do is show me. So if you were angry with me, get angry with my daddy because he already revealed who's for me. Man, oh, man. Oh, God. Oh, Pastor, you picking favors. Oh, you picking favors. You can keep crying out. You better talk God or don't get up on me because God has made his selection clear. People always want to get into protocol all of a sudden. Do you know God don't care about protocol? There's laws in place, but the Lord killeth, but the Spirit give life. I'm walking with the Spirit because he give life. He produces life on purpose. And y'all learning. I know, Sister Kent, that's why you up next week. God don't care how long you've been here. He already selected you a long time ago. You wondering why you were crying because you couldn't find the address to the church. You was crying because of your purpose. I don't have time for the legals. I don't have time for it. There's too much going on, man. I just don't have time to sit there and spoon feed you. I just don't have it. You know, I'm a strategic thinker. You just got to know. Forward thinkers are good people to be around. And so it's verse 7. And the Lord said to Gideon, by 300 men, you lapped, I will save you and deliver the Midianites into your hand. Let all the other people go and every man to his place. Verse 8. So the people took provisions and their trumpets in their hands, and he sent away all the rest of Israel, every man to his tent, and retained those 300 men. Now the camp of Midian was below him in the valley. Let me drop down a little bit here. Verse 9, and it happened on the same night. The Lord said to him, arise. Here's the instructions, people. Arise, go down against the camp, for I have delivered into your hand. You know God was saying to them to get in. He says, I already gave it to you before I'm manifesting it. You don't have to have it in your hand for you to see the victory. That's why you got to be forward thinking. Everybody don't see vision. That's why they will never prosper. What do I say? Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3 says, without a vision, a people what? Perish. But the opposite is true. With vision, people prosper. That's R.J. Roberts' translation. And then verse 9, and it happened on the same night that the Lord said unto him, arise, go down against the camp, For I have delivered into your hand, but if you are afraid to go down to the camp with Pura, your servant. Verse 11, and you shall hear what they say. Look. He's telling Gideon, go down to where the war is. You got to understand, God says, I already know you're afraid. Go down with your servant. What I don't want you to do, Gideon, don't pay attention to what you see. Listen to what you hear. That goes back to what I was saying to you. Pay no attention to what people are saying or what you see. Go back to what you're hearing. Watch this. Let me give you a little something here. Because faith comes by hearing. That's scripture. I'm not making up nothing. But hearing by the word of what? Who does this Bible belong to? Oh, okay. I just want to make sure. Verse 9, and it happened on the same night that the Lord said to him, arise, go down against the camp, for I have delivered it into your hand. It's not even in your hands, but I already did it. No, God, I don't see it. No, you're not listening. I already did it. Everybody got to understand, when you walk with God, you got to walk with faith. Because faith is what? The substance. It's the substance and the evidence of things what? Not seen. All God did was take a New Testament scripture and bring it to the Old Testament to Gideon, but Gideon didn't know about the New Testament scripture, that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Gideon didn't know that scripture yet, but God was speaking to him for something that hasn't manifested yet. God was giving him a future of a word for his present. In other words, you and I just have to catch up to what God has already done. Because what we're doing, we're falling behind the eight ball every time. That's why some people can outrun you or outwork you, because they're staying tenacious. Didn't you know what Paul says? He said, it's not given to the swift, nor the fastest. But it's the one who can what? Endure. Oh yeah, I'm here. Pastor had to endure some things. Yes, even when I felt it was critical. Yeah, Pastor did have to go on the fast, but I didn't call y'all for it, did I? I had to go in it by myself. Because there's certain things you just got to do alone with you and God. Jesus was in the wilderness in Luke 4, Matthew 4, in the wilderness. I know my word. Luke 4, Matthew 4, same thing. He was in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. All he had to eat was the word of God. That's why the devil was tempting him. He says, I want to see if you could depend on just the word only and not bread alone. Because what he told the devil, he says, man should not live by bread alone. What's on your plate? Nothing, but you know food is coming. But right now, you got to depend on that word. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You and I just have to continuously open up our spiritual antennas enough to let that word come down on the inside of you so it can come out and manifest around you. It ain't gonna manifest out here until it go in here. Oh, God, in other words, let me give you a little sample size. You know when something getting ready to burst because you get full. To the point God can't even feed you no more because it'll overflow. It's like Psalms 23, and your cup should overflow. So much so that you can give it out to people who is not in a good space. You don't give people what's in your cup, Brother Mark. You give people what's on a saucer. Because when you continue to keep giving people out of the cup, you're not going to have what you need. It's a reason what the English culture do when they used to serve tea, it used to be a saucer under it to make sure nothing spills. But if it do, we good. That's what you feed the people with, what's on the saucer, not what's in the cup. I hope you're taking instructions. Instructions is key. I'm being very serious with you right now, because if you can't take the instructions, then God can't use you. What happens is with people is they get out, bent out of shape, and they try to go against the word of God because of emotionally a tie. What we do is we let people tell a sad story. We love them and we feel like we owe them something. God says, that's not what you're supposed to do. Oh, no, man, love me. All we got to do is love people, not owe nothing. You don't owe Pastor nothing. Just perform with God. You don't got to perform in front of me. You don't owe me nothing. I don't got a heaven to put you in. Let me finish reading. And it happened on the same night that the Lord said unto him, arise, go down against the camp, for I have delivered into your hand. He didn't get it yet, but if you are afraid, go down, go down, go down, go down, go down to the camp where Pura, your servant, and you shall hear what they say, and afterwards your hands shall be strengthened. You notice? See, some anointed won't attach to you, Sister Cassie, until you do certain things. The Lord didn't strengthen his hand until he went down to the camp to hear what the enemy was saying. Then he was going to strengthen his hand. Why would God strengthen your hand and you ain't going to do nothing about it? That's just wasting an anointing. Why would I put gas in your tank and you ain't going to drive? Engine is good, but where's the oil? Man, come on. Look, and verse 11, and you shall hear what they say, after which your hand shall be strengthened to go down against the camp. Then he went down with Pura, his servant, to the outpost of the armed men who were in the camp. Verse 12, now the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the people of the east were lying in the valley as numerous as locusts. You got to understand what locust is. Locust eats away. In fact, I believe it's in Joel 2 and 28. He says, I'm going to restore every year everything the cankerworm and the locust have eaten. He used the terminology because locusts are like roaches. It's just like they everywhere. So he says, I want you to see what they look like, but pay no mind, Sister D, what it looks like. He says, listen to what I'm saying to you. Never mind what it looks like. Because what it looks like is an illusion. I want to show you how much the devil can play games with our minds with using illusions. Because in an illusion, God's still speaking, we just don't hear it. Because we so focused on the illusion. Should I stop? Because y'all look like you're hungry. Well, the only thing is, I'm feeding you. I'm feeding you the word. So you can get full and do what you're supposed to do. Did you know why we come to church? We come to church not because we owe God a favor. You come to church because you got purpose on your life. And when you get to church, there's a set of instructions that's given to you if the pastor is hearing from God properly. And you shall hear what they say, and afterwards your hand shall be strengthened to go down against the camp. Then when he went down with Pura, his servant, to the outpost of the armed men who were in the camp. Verse 12, now the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the people of the east were lying in the valley of the as numerous as the locusts. Brother Grady going to give me a hard time. He said, Pastor, you moving too much. I already hear you. I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. See? This is why you got to be tuned to the Spirit, because I just peeked in what he was thinking. That's to let you know he's real. That's what to let you know how real he is. If I can say what you thinking.
Real God. That was on my mind.
Verse 12, now the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the people of the east were lying down in the valley as numerous as locusts, and their camels were without number. Do you realize what he's saying? In other words, in the camp, there was no room for anybody else. In other words, the Amalekites and the Midianites had everything they need for the battle. But the difference was Gideon didn't have everything he needed, at least what he thought. Because he started off with 32. And it ended up with 300. How in the world maybe 20 members can take a land? in 3 years. Tell me, explain to me that number. Please, please help me. Help me. I know 1 + 1 = 2, but explain to me how we were able not to finance it, but to pay it off. Explain to me. I don't know. I don't know. What's this message? Numbers don't lie? Let's keep it that way. Because it don't. God bless you, brother, over there in the corner. My man is eating his word. I don't care. He's like, you know what? I got you. See, when you get a word like this, I'm being bullshit now. You have something to fight with now. Don't give me no cookie cutter word that's going to preach me and make me emotional. Do you know why pastors mess with you emotionally? So you can give emotionally. That's all they do. They play with your emotions. Oh God, I'm gonna get in trouble. I don't care, YouTube, you're gonna hear this. That's why most of our pastors are pimps. They know how to manipulate and emotionally get you to give that's something you don't have. How is it that though, you're gonna prophesy that I'm supposed to give something, but I don't have it? If the Lord tells me to tell you to give something, it's because you already have it. No, he's not going to tell you, listen, I got to get here. God is never going to ever tell you to do something that you got to go borrow. I'm talking about money. Never, ever. If you ever hear that, you need to get away from that church right now. Quickly. Because what that man or that woman is doing, they're robbing you. And they're robbing God, and God got a place for them. Because they're leading so many people down to that path called what? Hell. Because most people are attracted to the crowd of God Almighty. But I'm attracted to Jesus. All day and all night long. Meditate on my word, son, day and night, that I can make your way prosperous. Where do you find that at, Pastor? Joshua chapter 1, verse 7 and 8. I'm showing off because I walk with him. Let me get back to this verse. Let me get it close. Now, Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord. All right, verse 13. And when Gideon had come, there was a man telling a dream. Now, listen carefully now. You heard the instructions given. He told Gideon to go down to the camp, and Gideon saw all the army. Like, God, leave, man. God, you serious? You think I could take all these people? Verse 13. And when Gideon had come down, there was a man telling a dream to his companion. And he said, I have had a dream. To my surprise, a loaf of barley bread tumbled into the camp of Midian. And it came to a tent. Where do you build tents at? In a camp. Oh, y'all missed it. Oh, I'll go back over because I think some of y'all missed it. And it struck so that it fell over and turned, and the tent collapsed. Verse 14. Then his companion answered and said, this is nothing else but the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel, and to the hand of God has delivered the whole camp into his hands. Gideon represented the barley of bread, and it tumbled into the camp. In the camp, you build tents. And the tents was all the men, the Midianites, the oppressors, who was stealing from them for the 7-year period. God says, all I need you to do is bring down 300 for all of these. What we don't know is not the 300. God says, I'm in the 300. Oh, man. People are so attracted with numbers. They think they need to become a millionaire and to be successful. God can take your little measly job that you have, that you don't think is enough income. God says, if you can trust me and honor me and hear my instructions, I can make your way prosperous. Why am I coming to you? Because this is a word for you right now. Because you're worrying about how you're going to figure it out with this change of jobs. God says, God don't stop being God because you made a change. God, I'm going to figure this out. How am I going to do this, God? I already took a little small of an income, pay income, but aren't you in your purpose? I help you. See, people apply for jobs for money, but they don't apply based on the assignment. Where your assignment is, that's where your provision is. It's not the income you need to chase. What Matthew says, 6:33, seek ye first. I'm going to say, let me just give you a scripture. Excuse me, you see, I can go off record, because when you got word in you, you got to give it to him properly. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and he'll add these other things to you. You don't need to worry about the differential of income. You just need to focus on the purpose. Let me tell you something. He'll make it so that you ain't losing a beat. It'll almost look like you never even change incomes. Because you're walking and you're trusting in your God. Numbers just don't lie. Oh, man. Oh, man, I know some people getting encouraged now. I hopefully right now you're not in a position where you feel like you got to change a job or, matter of fact, add another job to your responsibility. Because the more jobs you add to it, the less focused you'll be on who God is. No, I'm not telling you not to work. By all means, you got to work. You just got to work. Because the Bible says if you don't work, you're worse than an infidel. What do you say, Pastor? Changing the translation, which means you're worse than an unbeliever. You know, you got to work. I don't care if you got to pump gas. Do you know what I used to do when I was 10 years old? I mean, we had some struggling times. I used to go, and I lived in New York City. It's rough sometimes. I had to pump gas to make some money. And when that wasn't enough, I go and pack some bags and make sure I'm packing bags so that store closed. By all means, mama, we got some money. We're going to eat tonight. We ain't going to go hungry. You just, look, man, you got to get to a place. Some people are just so comfortable, they just want to wait around, sit around, and wait for the crack of the sky open up. Let me tell you something. God is just not going to pour out the word in heaven or pour out the blessing in heaven. He's going to work through people. That's what he does. He works through people, not him opening up. Let me tell you something. Even your enemies can be worked. Psalms 110. He says, sit at the right-hand side, I'll make your enemies your footstool. Your enemies is your footstool. Your enemies is your footstool. Psalms 110, verse, your enemies is your footstool. God told David, sit at my right-hand side while I make your enemies your footstool. I hear you, Brother Bear. You're still going off on me. I hear you. He's still going off on me. He said, Pastor, I'm sorry, man. It's okay. You know what? Let us stand to our feet. I got to get this word out. I'm sorry. Because if you restrict me, it's going to be difficult for me to be where I need to be. I'm at this point, sometimes social media shouldn't even be a factor. Because what happens is God says, don't worry about that 99. Go and feed the one. Even the numbers on social media, yeah, we want to listen, but it's more important to make sure I get this word out. Forget that point. I can care less because before we didn't have no YouTube, we had no TikTok, forget all that. We could do away with it and still God would bless. The masses would still come without the social media. Because he's God, Brother Sean. He is Jehovah Jireh. Where do you get that from, Pastor? Over in Genesis, when he asked Abraham, he says, Abraham, I need you to sacrifice your only son. He knew he was Jehovah Jireh at that point. I don't know what you need to sacrifice, but he got you. He got you. Oh, okay. You already made the sacrifice. He got you. He got you. You know what? I don't mean to say this, but, you know, people are probably going to criticize me for this, but you know what? I don't care. I just gotta flow. Look, and I'm only saying this not to, oh, gosh, Sister D, you're going to have to, where'd she go? Where'd she go? Oh, okay. Okay. All right. She and I, we talk privately. We know. You remember the seed you sowed months ago? It was a sacrificial seed. I know it was. The seed was almost unheard of. She probably said, I don't know why I'm doing it, but you heard from the Holy Spirit. And when you sowed that sacrificial seed, you didn't know you was going to change the job. But had you known that, you probably would have had a little bit of, I'm not sure about this. So that's why God had to do things a fourth time. You got seed in the ground, and you sacrificed that large seed that you didn't know. But when the Lord touched you, he will move on your behalf. You're not going to want for nothing. Want for nothing. You know why people ain't where they need to be? Because they don't want to sacrifice nothing. They want to hold on to their little pennies and crunch on this. You have to get, let me tell you something. If you got to loose your hands, you got to learn to loose your hands, because what you think you're gripping, all you're doing is going broke. Sound like one of them cartoon, man. Look, sacrifice is one of the keys. First thing you got to realize, who made the first sacrifice? Jesus. He gave his life, but his world that's still sinning to this very day. Brother Mark, I hope you heard those instructions. Stop feeding people and giving people what's in your cup. Hear me when I say this, because you're not going to like the end thereof if you don't follow this. You're going to need somebody who's listening to this to make sure they hold you accountable, to make sure you stay focused. Because here's the thing, anybody affiliated with you is going to suffer if you don't follow these instructions. But you do not have to do nothing unless the Holy Spirit tell you to do it. No more compromising, Brother Mark. We do too much of that. If the church could learn to stop compromising, do you know where we would be? Stop compromising for nobody. But you don't know what they did for me. Oh, no man, nothing but to love them. Because we always think we got to pay somebody back for all what they've done, Sister Cassie. We think we always got to do something because they did this and they did that and they did this and they did that and they did this and they did that and they did this and they did that. So what? Because they chose to do it. That's on them. Their reward comes from heaven, not from you. And that's another reason why I tell pastors, I'm going to talk to some pastors right now, because they think they owe their sheep so much because the sheep do so much. You don't owe them nothing. If God put it in their heart to do it, then that's between them and God. I don't owe you nothing. Hear me when I say this. I don't owe you nothing. I don't care how much you give to this church. I don't owe you nothing. And you're not a priority because you give more. I have no problem putting you in the back of the line because you gave more. To make you an example, I ain't playing games. So what? Take it as it is. I got my daddy on my side. I ain't worrying about you.